Coming up very soon on August the 14th, it's the Racker Rivals Big Red Hockey Game finally back in action inside Lina Rink. We've got a lot to talk about with that, and we've got a lot to talk about with our next guest here on BTL. He is the head coach of the Cornell Big Red men's hockey team. That, of course, is Mike Schaefer. Mike, thanks so much for the time. How has everything been going for you since we last chatted? I mean, it's been some time, and I'm assuming you've been trying to keep busy with everything, you know, making it business as usual as best you can with how everything's been.
Yeah, I mean, it is business as usual now. I mean, I think that once the vaccination started to hit on campus, you know, for the students and things got to start getting back to normal as far as spring is concerned, and June 1st hit and recruiting wide open again and been able to travel, get out and see games. So, you know, it's kind of a normal preparation year, you know, that you feel like getting to the same tournaments you always got to and getting out watching players and going through the same administrative stuff, getting, you know, freshmen ready to come on campus and preparing and planning for the season. So, you know, things are, gratefully, they're back to normal in the sense of everything that we're doing in our preparation. So it's good to see.
I was just going to say, it's got to feel good getting back to normal to some extent. When you look at how the last year and a half has gone, what do you think you're going to remember the most about essentially your time away with the program and not being able to take away or not able to take the ice with a full team?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, a lot goes through your head, right? I mean, you're angry, understand what's going on that on a great grander scale of what's happening around the world, but you're still, you go through all kinds of emotions, just like everybody else. I mean, it's, you know, really disappointed for the kids, really upset that, you know, you lost an opportunity for, you know, for them to play. And you know, as a coaching staff and as, you know, just watching everything that has been built by our staff over the last couple of years just be dismantled. So that's been the hard, you know, hard thing to swallow is that the fact that all the momentum, all the things that we had going in the right direction has dissipated. And you know, I think that much like, you know, anybody else that's had a business or, you know, running into tough times that, you got to remake ourselves and get back to square one, and no one's going to feel sorry for, you know, the things that have happened to anybody. And you got to kind of get back to work and get things squared away and get back to where you want to be as fast as possible. And that just kind of starts the next process. And that's where we are right now is, you know, really kind of, you know, putting the past behind us and beginning over as far as our culture, our recruiting and everything else that we've done in the past.
And another thing that was missing last year was the in-person Racker Rivals game, but you still had that very successful fundraising effort. So how exciting is it to, you know, have the game back again this year and be able to get on the ice with your old pals?
Well, you know, honestly, I think the most exciting thing is going to be is getting on the ice with the people in the building. I mean, I think that whether it's 2,000 or 1,500, just to have the atmosphere back at Lina Rink and people skating on the ice and being around the game, it'll be a lot of fun. And you know, I think also in that game, just to be able to honor our 19 and 20 team, both the men's and women's teams, and bring the athletes back that can get back and introduce them between periods, I think is going to be it's great for them too. You know, we got some guys coming back and. So far, Yanni Caldas and Jeff Malott, I mean, their last memories is obviously when they beat Clarkson. And now they come back and they get a chance to meet some of the guys that had to when they left here and maybe some of the parents to get a chance to say goodbye to each other. So I think the Racker game is a great event, but I think even more important for some of our players, it's some closure to it too. And so it's a great cause, a great way to honor those guys, but even more important you know, a way to raise funds and for early childhood prevention at the Racker Center, and we're excited.
Mike Schaefer with us here on BTL, head coach of the Cornell Big Red men's hockey team. You know, you've always been so community focused and oriented. You know, guys have gone out and about in the community doing this, that, and the other. What is it about you and that sort of philosophy of helping others? Like, where does that stem from, and how have you made that a priority with your program?
Well, I think it's always been a kind of Cornell's program. I mean, it, for me, it started when I was a kid and watched my dad and my family, a family of nine in a small town, you know, doing baseball lines of the diamond for volunteering to fixing things at the river, a swimming hole, volunteering at the rink, doing it at church, putting a roof on a church and volunteering. And some of those things you did was a kid that you didn't really like, giving up a Saturday to go out and do those things. But I think it just teaches you the lesson about, if you're a community member, you need to help out and you need to do things. And we try to bring that to our program, and we've got great kids who, over the years have come up with their own, things that are important to them, whether it was Sam Paolini with Save for the Sinners and Topher Scott and guys going out to teach out at Newfield, or, we've got the game with Colgate with honoring Camp Good Days. And so it's a thread of our program as part of what we believe that's is important for our players to understand, but even more important, they're in a position. They're obviously a very popular sport on campus. They're very popular in Ithaca and across the nation. And so there's a responsibility to give back and use that, you see the NIL, instead of capitalizing on it, making money, which seems to be the big thing, it's about, doing the right thing for your community that you're in and understand you're in a position to help people. And that's even more important.
I want to go back to a thing you said before about closure for your recent athletes who moved on from Cornell. How important was it for you to get them back after, how their careers ended with the Big Red?
Well, I think it's really important for those seniors, right? They finished it. They're at the peak, and all of a sudden, the number one team in the country, and 2 weeks later, they're in quarantine in Canada for 14 days at a cottage somewhere where they didn't get a chance to really kind of finish it off, and really a kind of proper, goodbye. I think it's important for them, especially those seniors, to have a little bit of closure. And also their parents. I mean, family members that have saw their kid and, supported their child and invested in their future to come down here for them also. And so, I think it's important. And I think it'll allow us to move on to the next chapter, which, as I said, is that rebuild, with regards to our program, and gives them closure as a really tight knit team, that 1920 team.
Obviously, we mentioned it's kind of business as usual for you right now. So how is that recruiting process going right now? And how have you been? How are things a little bit different now compared to what they used to be? Because obviously there is a light at the end of the tunnel with all of this stuff going on. But at the same time, there's still, some protocols that seem to be out there. Are things a little bit different now than they have been in the past?
Not really. Not many protocols. I mean, I think, you go to tournaments and you see, you're traveling, you're at hotels, or as I said, you're on flights, flying to places. And I think that, obviously people are aware, but, it's really kind of business as usual. And, it's been great. It's been great to get out and talk to families face to face and have kids on campus and show their families around and get a chance to meet some players. And so recruiting has gone well, and we're going to be really young, but it's really business as usual as far as the recruiting is concerned.
And how challenging will it be to get Cornell back to where it was right before the quarantine? Because getting the program to those heights, it's years of work. So what's the process like in trying to get back to those heights?
Well, I mean, it'll happen. Our staff I'm just really, really blessed to have a phenomenal staff, and Ben Sire and Sean Flanagan and our hockey office and Shane Tallarico and our volunteer Mitch Stevens. I mean, they're tremendous work ethic from those guys that getting out on the road now, and the amount of video that we watched throughout the course of the year. It's just a matter of time in the sense of getting back to where we want to be. And whether that's in 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 year, I have no idea what the plan is. But that's the goal. And we've always been able to achieve it at different times in our tenure. And we'll do it again. And we just got to make sure we continue to get the right kids to come to Cornell and play at Cornell and play for each other. But at the same time, we're back to the drawing board about reestablishing our culture and reestablishing the standards that we have. And it's been a long time off. I mean, we got a lot of work to do, not only about recruiting, but we have a tremendous amount of work within our program to get kids back to the habits and standards and goals. And no one has faced any adversity in a year and a half as far as, competition. So we're excited. I mean, we're reinvigorated and it's going to take some time, but we I just don't know what that clock is, but I know that we'll get there.
We can't wait to see the team back in the barn for the first time in a long time. And as Dan kind of alluded to, it's going to be nice that we're going to be able to do that here with the Racker Rivals Big Red Hockey game and have people in the stands for the game and have all of you competing out there on the ice. I need to know, it always seems like when people are pledging their dollars to the Racker Rivals Big Red Hockey game, you're always near the top of the leaderboard and on top of that list. Are you like telling people specifically to pledge in your name and your honor? Or are you like able to like somehow sway them in the decision to, have you be the big donor here? Like, what's the deal here?
Well, no, all the dollars go obviously to the Racker Center, yeah. But it's a competition, right? I mean, and I think that's what makes it fun. Last year, we had a lot of people step up to the plate and raise money for the Racker Center. And it's just a little bit of a fun competition, it's a really an honor when people, see what's important to our program, see what's important to the Ithaca community, not just Ithaca but Cortland also, and it's an honor for people to step up and say, yeah, this is really important to our community, and to donate to a cause. I mean, there's so many worthwhile causes that people can, know where they're going to give their money to, and we're just really grateful that they choose to support the Racker Center. And we're just happy that we're able to maybe provide a little bit of a vehicle to bring attention so that people do that.
And I've got to ask, it seems like year after year, we're always asking you, who you're kind of going after out there when it comes to the trash talk. Is there somebody that you're going after this time around? Or are we going after like Neuendijk and Richter, or are we going after some of your old players and like Anthony Angelo and Morgan Barron, since they're the young guys or something?
Now, I think I got Angelo and Richter. I mean, Neuendijk and Angelo on my squad this year. But,
okay.
We'll see. Nick, you got to see who's we got to see who the easy target out there is going to be easily, off their game and react. You don't want to waste any words on the ice and have someone that is just going to ignore you. You got to find someone who is an easy target. We'll figure that out.
Do a little chirping. I love it. Hey, Mike, as always, this is something so wonderful that you're a part of year after year. Love to see that it's back here in person on the ice with the protocols in place and everything like that. But at the end of the day, hey, you guys are back at it, and it's something so important to this community here in the Finger Lakes. As always, we really appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your summer, and we'll see you very soon here, okay?
Sounds good, guys, and hopefully people will come out and support the game, or if not, they get on the Give Gab Rackers,
yes,
and give to them. But we're excited. It will be really nice to see people roll through the doors at Lion Rink. It's been pretty cold and empty for way too many months. So appreciate you having me on, and thanks for your time.